Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
When you hear that music, you know it's another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live and interactive from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is where we recorded this. And I'd say, whatever day you're listening to this, it may be raining now, but when we recorded this, it was a beautiful, beautiful day in Portmarnock. And I hope you're all in good form. Sit back and enjoy this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, before we get into today's topic and dive into the discussion we're about to have, I just want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor at the moment, which is Hum Finance. Now, Hum website is shophum.com. Shophum.com. That's with two M's. Now, what does Hum do, I hear you ask? Well, if you are in the mood for buying something in a shop, like DID Electrical, brand new television, sofa, you won't get a sofa in DID, maybe in Easy Living. No matter what the purchase is, up to 30,000 quid, Hum will help you spread the cost of purchases when buying online or in store. As I said, they've many different retail partners. Their website is shophum.com. More time to pay, more freedom to live. Hum it. Did you get what they did there? H-U-M-M. And applying for a credit is actually really easy. So easy that our Katie, who's sitting beside me here, is able to do it. She applied for, don't talk about the iPads
that's
again.
That's a testament
I'm
to how easy it is.
Sick of hearing about your,
you keep bringing it up, but yeah, that's how easy it is. I could even use it. It's that easy.
So if you fancy something new in your life, why not check out Hum? The website again, shophum.com. Making applying for credit so easy, our case, you can do it. I actually rang the people in Hum yesterday and I said that should be your new tagline. And they should use a photograph of Casey's face, because Casey's face, if you've ever seen it, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite vacant. It's a vacant looking face.
No, are you calling me vacuous?
No, vacant.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's a completely different thing. So when you...
But how's my face vacant?
It just looks like there's...
That's a horrible thing to say,
there's
thank
There's nothing
you.
Going on behind the eyes.
There's lots going on behind the eyes. My brain is a minefield.
Anyway, Hum got back to me and they said, no, you're all right. Thanks, but no thanks. We don't want Katie...
oh, she deter people.
We don't want Katie as the face of Hum. Anyway, some of the retail partners are Easy Living and Interiors, DID, DFS, Harvey Norman, and B&Q. So once again, check it out if you want to apply for...
I might get myself a treat. Friday payday. I might get myself a treat on Hum, actually. And Harvey Norman on Hum.
What?
I might get myself a new iPad. I was thinking about it for a while. Maybe I'll do it. You're putting... You're putting the top of my head.
Sorry, if you work in Harvey Norman, beware the woman in the black and white dress coming in. She hasn't got a clue. Just avoid her.
I haven't got a clue.
What does that button do? But you are dead right. A laptop is a perfect example of something that you would need to apply for credit for, possibly. So, Katie, this afternoon, will be using shophum.com. That's Hum with two M's. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? Well, as usual, the topics are raised by you. We always ask you to contact us with the topics you want to talk about. And a listener by the name of Andrew did. And needless to say, people are upset about it. Now, we will not be bullied into not talking about something. Did you see the big rant your man had with Air Amanda earlier on? It's on Facebook.
No.
Oh, this fella went off on a big rant saying we're deliberately stirring up controversy by doing this topic today. I'm like, calm down,
what?
Karen. Calm
oh,
down,
for God's
Karen.
Sake.
Calm down, Karen. We're a debate show. And he said, oh, you're always looking for controversy. Now, yes, this is a controversial podcast.
Yes, obviously we like controversy. Controversy gets ratings. We want ratings. End of story.
Okay, calm down, Karen, as well. Yeah, if you want a non-controversial podcast.
But be very careful what you say.
Vogue and... Joanne, good podcast.
Oh, Jesus, I'd rather watch paint dry.
No controversy there, so if you want that. Another podcast I like, I'm Grand Mam, the two gay lads. Really good.
Why
podcast.
Are you pushing other podcasts right now?
People know they're there when they go to Spotify.
No, they come to For Opinions Matter.
Yeah,
Opinions Matter is the only podcast you want.
In the world, okay.
Yes.
But if you want controversy, this is where you come. So we will not be bullied into not talking about this topic today.
I think we're the only podcast in the country that probably tackle the stuff that we do.
We tackle everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Huge tackle.
We do, yeah.
Huge tackle on this podcast. Now, here's what Andrew says. I don't know if you're going to cover this or not, but Pride Month is next week. It's actually not, Andrew. It's about a week and a half away, I think. The only way I know that it's Pride Week is because I've seen it advertised everywhere. Can you talk about why it's a month long? ? Nothing else is. No other celebration. St. Patrick gets one day and they get 30. It's an insult and it's attention seeking, says Andrew. Some of my mates are gay and all agree with me. People always say some of my mates are gay. Everybody's gay mates, don't they? Nobody wants it for a month. Not even my gay friends. It's madness. And it only turns people homophobic. Debate that.
It turns people homophobic.
No, gay
was. Either you're homophobic or you're not. Either you have that in you or you don't. It doesn't make people homophobic.
But a lot of people feel, and I don't, I'm not saying this, I don't feel that way, but a lot of people feel that for a whole month, it's literally in your face for a whole month.
I know, I do.
Okay, we'll come to you in a second. And that it's shoving it down your throat. And it's literally...
I don't know what it's shoving it down your throat. I mean, you can pretty much avoid it if you want to, but I do think a month is excessive. I think definitely pre-marriage equality, 100% a month, yeah. Absolutely. But now gay people have the same rights as us. Now, I know they're celebrating it now. Now it's more of a celebration that, you know, we have equality now, and the equality they always should have had. It should never have even had to be voted on. I shouldn't get to decide whether two lesbians or two gay guys get married. It's, you know, but I do believe a month is excessive. It's just too much.
I agree as well. And it'd be interesting to hear from people, we are going to hear from people. It'll be interesting to see if anybody listening actually thinks that a month is okay. And here's how I feel about it. When Pride became a big, big thing first about 20 years ago, when it was really getting really big, I used to go to the parade every year with my gay mates, and I used to, because it was only the weekend. It was literally the weekend.
Pride weekend.
And the march was great, and I used to march with my friends and all that, because same-sex marriage hadn't come in at that stage. And we still do need gay pride, by the way. Because the amount of homophobia that's in Ireland is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. And especially transphobia.
And it's also about celebrating. I mean, this is a group of people who are marginalised in society, shamed and shunned for so long.
Yep.
So, I mean, get out there and celebrate. You have equality. That's brilliant. And keep, you know, keep celebrating it. But a month is... it's too much.
And
I wouldn't bring my kids to the Pride Parade.
You know, that's another conversation.
But it's just because going around in gimp suits with spiky collars. There's lots of parts of it that are very seedy. Let's be honest, Jeremy. And it is a topic for another day, but I wouldn't bring my kids based on the fact that there are parts of it that are very, very seedy. It's nothing to do with not wanting them to celebrate.
I brought my son Luke when he was, I think he was 2 or 3 at the time.
They're a bit young at that point. But like, I've seen someone we know, a gay man, goes in a pair of... You know who this gay guy is.
Jeez, I don't, but... Oh, just going to write it down.
Goes in leather hot pants with no top on and like high boots. It's with his ass.
I don't even know who that person is. You just wrote down, to be honest. It doesn't matter.
You do know this person.
Do we know that person? Ah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he goes dressed like...
with a chain around his neck.
With a chain around his neck. That's not what Pride should be about. I could show you pictures, and he's like videos up, and he's like stuff all over his nipples, and he's licking his nipples and all that. Like that.
I didn't know. I've never seen it.
That's just so... One, it's insignificant to the celebration of Pride, and two, it does make what should be a lovely event quite seedy, and there is a bit of that in it. There are parts of the parade that I believe are too seedy for young kids.
Okay, I do think, as I said, it was watered down when they made it a month. No, I'm not triggered by Pride. Like some people, when they see an LGBTQ flag, they go, ooh, the rainbow flag, ooh, I'm scared of the rainbow flag. I'm nothing like that, but I just think when it was I think it's become too commercialised. I think companies are cashing in on it now.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And they realise, you know, that gay people a lot of the time have more money than straight people.
Call it? The pink pound? They call it?
Yeah, so gay money is big money. Gay people generally have, not all the time.
Because they don't have kids generally.
No, a lot do now.
But generally, they compared to straight couples, they wouldn't have as many kids, or not as many couples will have kids.
Yeah, so I think... what's happened is companies have realised, there's money to be made in this, so... let's do something about it. Ross says, Jeremy, why are you automatically saying transphobia like this is okay? Sorry, I didn't say transphobia is okay. Oh, like trans is okay. Oh, Ross, if you want, I'm not debating with Facebook comments. If you want to come on, you know the number, phone in and we'll talk about it. I'm not debating. I can't even debate with someone when I'm doing the show who's commenting on Facebook, okay? Yeah. Can't debate. So if you want to come on, Ross, put your money where your mouth is. You know the number, ring in. There you go. And we talk about trans till the cows come home. Anyway, my point is, a month, I do believe, is too long, and I believe it's created a negative effect. And I think that's the point that Andrew was trying to make, that because it's a month now, because, like, as you say, Paddy's Day is just a weekend now.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick only gets 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, a month is way too long. Like, look, as I said, no problem celebrating it. But then there's the other side of it where it's kind of, I feel a little bit, like books for kids on trans relationships and sex and, you know, gay sex and all that. Do you know these books that are in the library now? I don't agree with that either. Okay. I think there's a balancing act between, you know, being proud and loud and being too much, like the month, like the lads going around in gimp suits and the full month of it and dog collars and chains and stuff. Like, you can be proud and you can be have pride. It doesn't need to be tacky and it doesn't need to be kind of crass.
You don't say that about women when they're going on hen nights with Mickeys on the tops of their heads and stuff like that, do you?
But no, I do think that's tacky as well.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's pure tack. Okay. The women who goes around with fake willies, stay to them.
Fake willies. The women with fake willies, to stay to them. Here is Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Afternoon. Or boys and boys, whoever's on today. Just seeing the topic for today's show. No, sorry, I can't come on. But, a month is too long for this nonsense, isn't it? It really is. Maybe a weekend, you could get it all done on a weekend, couldn't you? But this is just more proof of the agenda, Jeremy, that's been pushed with this nonsense.
Oh, here we go.
A month-long celebration for what? People being who they are. Does anyone really care at this stage? No. Go off and be all you want to be as an adult and leave the rest of us the fuck alone. Cheers.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let me go to Lorraine. How are you, Lorraine?
Hey, it's Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Why does it need to be a month long? That's what Andrew was asking.
It doesn't. I think hell's freezing over because I agree with you.
Well, no, I didn't say... Okay, yeah, I didn't say it should be just a weekend either, but I think a week might be... no, I was looking at the calendar and there's events. It's not like there's a parade every day for the month, okay? So...
No. No, I totally... My brother's gay and I'm all for gay rights, and if you want to have your parade, go for it, have your parade. But why does it need to be a month long? Paddy's Day is only a weekend. We don't get a month to celebrate. We're Irish the whole month because of Paddy's Day.
No, but if you want to walk, around in a green leprechaun suit for the whole month of February or March or whatever, you can do that. You know, there's nothing stopping you doing it.
I know, but come on, Jeremy. Like, my brother, as I said, he's gay. Like, even he doesn't go to some of the parades because he said they're getting out of hand. And like, as Katie said, people going around with gimp suits and.
That's just seedy. It brings the tone down. Like, be out and be proud and everything. But going around in gimp suits is just making a mockery of something that should be really very positive and, you know, empowering.
Exactly. It should be. Like, they should be able to go out. And have you said, it's okay, like, a month might tarten people as well. People are thinking a month is way too long. That can tarten it as well. People are going, why should you have a month?
Yeah, it's just dragged out in the novelty. You'd be sick looking at it. Like, you would. You'd be sick looking at the pride flags everywhere then.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah, you would. Like, you would. It's great. Get involved with the weekend. Go have a great time. Party your ass off.
But as I said, lads, the parade only lasts for one day of that month. And the rest of it you wouldn't even know was going on because it's little events here and there. So
I know, Jeremy, you do, because it's told, like, you're told it's Gay Pride Month and everything is told. And if Kate, you said, like, if they're in the
book. Oh, no, Lorraine, you're told it's Gay Pride. Oh, my God, how can you handle that? Actually, you're told that it's Gay Pride Month. God, that must be so terrible.
Like, why can't, like, I have said, if you want to have your parade and you want to celebrate being gay and you want to go out there and do what you have to do, does that really have to, do you have to take up a whole month? Can you not just do, say, from Thursday to a Sunday?
Like I said, if it was pre-marriage equality, I would totally understand. But we have equality now. Gay people can get married in the exact same way straight people can. So I don't think it warrants a month-long celebration of we're here and we're queer.
But lads,
I think a weekend of when we have equality, we're still proud. And
but hang on, lads. It's not an equality month. It's Gay Pride Month. So it's them being proud of their sexuality.
I'm proud to be a straight woman.
Why is that month? Okay, I knew this was going to come up because it comes up anytime someone mentions Gay Pride. Okay, you're saying there's no straight month, yeah?
Yes.
Why don't you, Lorraine? Why don't you make July
first? I have had this discussion on this podcast before about me setting it up. Have you? I haven't, but if I got enough people, I would.
But you're asking, I don't know, would you get enough people? Would people actually go in and march for straight pride? I mean, I'm proud to be straight. Yeah, I'm very proud to be straight. But would I bother marching in town? No, because I've never been held back in life. I've never been discriminated against because of my sexuality.
But has Katie pointed this as well? Like, as we were saying, the gay people in this country, they have equal rights. Like, they're equal rights to us now as well. Like, they can get married, they can do everything kind of we can do as well.
Yes, they can, but that's not what, from my understanding of, that's not what Pride Month is about. Pride Month is not about fighting for equality, because as you said, they have equality, but it's about being proud of their sexuality. For years, for hundreds of years, gay people were shunned from society. They had to hide their sexuality, and now they don't anymore, and they just want to celebrate that.
And I have no problem with that. If you want to go out on O'Connor Street and you want to have a massive parade like they do down O'Connor Street, or you want to have your parade, go and have your parade. I have no problem with that. I have been at Gay Pride parades with my brother. But do you really need the whole month? Can you not just have the weekend? Does it have to be a whole month? It would be my question.
I don't think it does have to be a whole month, and I'd love someone to... Can anybody answer that question as to why it is a month long? Because it never was. And then just in the last couple of years, it was spread out for a month. Why do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that either, Jeremy. I can't answer that, why it's a whole month.
And does your brother get involved? Does your brother get involved in it in any way?
He used to go to parades, but as I said, he won't go to some of the parades anymore. He was at a parade last year. I'm not quite sure. It was either Belfast or Dublin. I'm not 100% sure. But he said like that, he seen the way some of them went on, and he just went, nah. Not for me.
Why? What went on that he said?
People going around like in their underwear, and people wearing, like as Katie said, collars and stuff, and that's just not him. So we just kind of went, that's not for me.
Okay, so there were people dressed in provocative clothing.
Yeah.
Now does that happen? Does that happen? I have to say, the couple of pride marches I've been at, I haven't seen people dressed like that. Not at the Dublin parade, anyway. Is that standard now at the parade that there are people dressed like that?
I'm not 100%. As I said, the last one I was at, the last Gay Pride parade I was at, oh God, how old was Freddie is 12, I think. Oh, it was about 10 years ago I was at, and I didn't see any of that. But he said last year, like, he went, I'm not 100% sure where it was, but he liked that. He said there were some people at it, and it just turned them off going, that it's not what LGBTQ stands for.
Okay, but let me ask you the question again then. Yeah, well, you said this before, you said that you wanted a straight pride, and I put it to you that you should organise one. I mean, I think that's a weak, weak argument when people say that. Can you have a parade for being straight? Anybody can.
Well, if any of your listeners want to get involved in a straight pride parade, I have no problem setting it up.
But you have to set it up. Put the posters out. Is there a straight pride flag? I don't know.
There is a straight pride flag. I showed it. I sent it to you and Adrian before.
Oh, really? What does it look like?
It's white with black, and I'm not 100% sure what's in the middle, but there is one. If you Google it, you'll find it.
Yeah, I mean, I've no problem. I am straight, and I'm proud to be straight, so I don't have a problem with that. Would I march in the parade? No, I wouldn't. I don't think anybody would. That's the thing. Because straight people, again, have not been a marginalised part of society. Gay people have. That's the difference.
I understand that. And as I said, I'm not saying don't have your parade, and I'm not saying don't celebrate who you are. You want to go out and celebrate who you are, go for it. I have no problem with that. You go off and do you, pal. That you do you. But do you really need to have the whole entire... Like, can someone actually answer me why it is the whole entire month?
Let's try... Stay there for a second, Ray. Let's try and find that out before the end. If anybody can definitively tell us why it has to be a month long. Now, as I said, it's no skin off my nose. It doesn't bother me. And Katie... was going off on a little rant there earlier. It doesn't affect your life in any way, Katie.
I don't care. It doesn't affect... really care, but I do like, it's on topic. I do think it's excessive. I think a month is very, very excessive.
But do you not think it's literally just because they make money out of it?
There probably is a bit of that. There's a little bit of that, but I think I don't know why anyone would think it would warrant a month.
Okay, because nothing else warrants a month.
No.
Even the run up to Christmas isn't a month long, really. Like it's...
No, it is.
Okay, but that probably needs a bit more. Okay, here's Martin. What do you say, Martin?
Afternoon, guys. Great topic. I won't be able to come on today. I'm just about to do the school run, so I'll have to listen back later. But my opinion is, listen, I've no problem with gay people at all. I was at a same-sex marriage there a couple of years ago. My wife's cousin. Great day out. Great day out. Great night out. One of the best weddings I've ever had. But the whole Pride Month, Pride this, Pride that, it is overkill. Especially for a country that was the first to vote in same-sex marriage. You know, it's like we're a very tolerant nation when it comes to that. So we're not. It's not like we live in a society that's intolerant to this sort of thing. But I think gay people now, they're in the position of probably being marginalised again due to the trans movement hijacking the pride flag. Like gay people for years campaigned tirelessly to be seen as normal, which they are, by the way. And now this crowd are just hijacking it. And I think more people are more against the trans crowd, the non-binary carry-on, as opposed to the gay people. So that's my thought on it, folks. That's my opinion. Hope you have a good day.
We will. Thank you very much, Martin.
You know what he said there? And it's a word I find, actually, I don't like the word being used, but tolerant. Ireland are tolerant. Tolerant implies you put up with something negative. I don't like that word. I think it has negative connotations when it's used towards homosexuality.
And I don't agree that we are that tolerant. As I said a couple of weeks ago.
No, but I imply, but him saying Ireland are tolerant, it means
that we put up with it.
We put up with it. I know Martin didn't mean anything by it, but we're very
trying to get you cancelled, Martin.
No, but I always hear people saying that tolerant, and it's like it's gay people are something that has to be endured or put up with. You know what I mean?
I do have a gay friend that we do have to endure because he's a pain in the neck. He really is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's just very annoying. Not because of his sexuality, he's just an annoying person.
The industry we work in is very...
Very, very.
There's a lot of gay people in the industry, particularly gay men in the industry. Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. You can never have too many gay men or women. That's what I'd say. Let me go to... Oh, here we go. Trevor, what do you want to say? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm just surprised by the homophobia on the show today, lads.
Well, I haven't heard any homophobia so far. Were you listening to the right podcast?
Yeah, it's a lot of... It doesn't... I agree with gays and then the magic little word. Oh. But
well, you guys told
why
me
does it have
I'm
to be a month long?
There, Trev. You want to hear the voice note that's just come in, Jeremy? Trevor's talking about homophobia.
Okay.
Here, go on.
Well, sorry, but what... You have a relation... What relation is yours that's gay? Is it one of your kids?
Mine? Something?
Yes.
No. The godparents of my children are gay.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what homophobia have you heard on this podcast so far today? Because I haven't heard.
Well, it's always the usual shite. I'm all for the gays, but why do they have to have it a month long? The thing that gets me is, right, you talk about we're one of the first countries to legalise gay marriage, yeah?
Yes, which we are.
I could have sworn it was the Netherlands, but okay.
No, we're one of the first. One of the first.
No, I've heard people saying we were the first. No, we weren't. No, bullshit. And secondly, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even today, if you're openly gay, you can be battered, you can be persecuted, you can be slagged, you can be nearly fucking tortured on a daily basis. So they fought for all these rights that they now have, and yet we will still begrudge them a month.
Oh, sorry, you're saying that all of us here are homophobic because we're questioning why it's a month long?
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry, I'm not. Well, I'll take grave offence that I'm not a homophobe.
Neither am I.
Well, I can't speak for Katie. I'd say that
I'd like to think at this point you'd know I'm not homophobic.
Well, you're doing nothing but putting it down.
She didn't put it down.
No, I think the celebrations are definitely...
No, I said Jeremy, I'm putting both these in this boat. You're both saying, why does it have to be a month long? Yeah. I'm saying, why not a month long? Tell me why. Why doesn't it have to be mowed lawn? What the fuck? Like, through all the shit that gay people have had to put up with in this country, why can't they have a month?
Because nothing else is given a month. That's why. Patrick's Day is 3 days, if you're lucky. Two, three, if you're lucky.
Yeah, well, let's not give Patrick too much credit here. Like, that's a piss up, like, be honest.
No, but I'm just saying.
You don't want a month of piss up.
Pride for a lot of people is just a piss up, Trevor.
Yeah, well, actually, the people I know now are very close to me. It's actually about celebrating the fact that they can actually be themselves.
But hold on, Katie.
You won't speak over me on this one now. I'm very heated about this. The fact that these people are still walking down the road. My friend who's gay and my son's godfather, he won't hold his pant in his hand. He won't brace him. He won't do anything out of fear of being attacked.
I agree with you, that's wrong.
But that doesn't mean that they warrant a month celebration.
No, well, me personally, I feel that they should. What warrants it is the fact that they put up so much shit over the past, 50 odd years in this country.
I'm not
just shocked to hear Trevor has a conscience.
Or has feelings of any sort. I agree again. If you even listen to the first part of this podcast, I was saying all this, that gay people have been oppressed for years and years and years, and still.
Yeah, you weren't saying all this, Jeremy, but then again, yes, it's the same thing. I'm not racist,
No.
I'm not homophobic, but they should be allowed to celebrate whatever they want.
Be very careful.
It shouldn't be for a month.
Be very careful what you're accusing myself of.
Generally, I won't give Jeremy much credit. Generally, I think he's a fool.
I didn't accuse you two. You're not listening to me. You're talking over me. You're not even listening to me now.
Go ahead.
Every single time you hear this rhetoric of, I'm not racist, but there's always that, but I'm not homophobic. But why do they even get a month long?
But I ask the same question.
To me, that's homophobia.
It's homophobia to question.
Why not, Kate? Look at the shit they've put up with over the past 50-odd years in this country. Like, in the 70s, gay people were nearly beaten to death.
And so disgusting. But Ireland stood with gay people in 2005 and voted for equality. Now, I said earlier on the show, it shouldn't have even had to go to vote. I shouldn't have had to have a say, or Jeremy shouldn't have to say, or any person shouldn't have to have a say on who someone can marry. The fact that even, now I know it's a referendum and it was a constitution and everything else, it had to legally. But the point is that it shouldn't have even had to have gone to a vote. If someone wants to get married to the person
The fact that this country still has so much homophobia in it is unreal. And one of your shows, one of your regular callers, I think you're call him Angry Darren, alone said the other day on your show, bisexuality isn't real.
Did he say that? I didn't hear that.
Muppets like this out there.
Okay, say that for a second. It's bizarre to find Trevor on. I was not expecting that. By the way, it was 2015. It wasn't 20 years ago. It was just 10 years ago. Here's Tony.
The old guys, lesbians, LGBTs, whatever the fuck they are, place for them. In my eyes, worse than
Trevor's probably having a coronary there.
Well, he's right. That's disgusting. That's a scumbag.
Yeah,
that is. Sorry, Tony. Go on, or Trevor.
Well, it's Muppets like that. He doesn't even sound like he's from Ireland. So let's get him out of the country first of all. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'd second that.
Yeah, there he is.
Fucking racist, homophobic.
I'd second that.
I bet he's a closet gay.
Well, anybody that does protest that much. And he's given out about immigrants there, and with his English accent, like, absolutely. By the way, sorry, can I just say to that man, don't ever contact this show again, Tony, with that disgusting attitude. Stay there.
I actually can't believe that in 2025 people like that
still
exist. Seriously,
you can't believe
it? I can't believe it, because I would never be in a circle with somebody who would talk like that or behave like that or have that mentality. So it's jarring when you hear someone sending in something like that, to realise that these people do actually exist in our society.
Okay, stay there, Trevor, for a second. Here's Emma. Hey, Emma.
Straight month, every other month of the year. I do agree that a month is way too long for Pride. I think it's all a commercial thing now, and like the likes of gay bars to get more like money in and revenue and stuff and having different events. I do believe all that, absolutely. But when you're saying there, like, what about straight Pride? Sorry, do you get spat at walking down the street holding your husband's hand? Because that's happened to me before. You get abuse from men when you're kissing your girlfriend. Don't let me watch, because that's happened to me before. So That's why there's still pride, and that's why there's a pride march, and we're proud of who we are, and we don't give a fuck if you're going to do all these things. Well, 11 months of the year around, and you can hold your husband's hand, your boyfriend's hand, and you can kiss him. And have you ever been shouted and abused at? No, I didn't think so. Look at that poor girl that got bet up by the soldier for protecting two gay men. Would that have ever happened if she was protecting a straight couple? No, but there wouldn't have been a need for her to protect a straight couple because it wouldn't have happened.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Great message from Emma there just before the break about the need for pride. And again, nobody is disagreeing with you apart from that brain dead moron Tony who was on. We all agree that pride is needed and that we need to sing it from the rooftops that gay people should be accepted. That goes without saying. And it's the fact that it goes for a month. And that's the point I was making, Emma, that when something goes on for a month, it pisses people off. It seems to piss people off in the same way that Christmas pisses a lot of people off because it starts so early. And that's the point I was trying to make to you, Trevor, that being a month long has put a negative sheen on the whole thing, that it's a month long and people go, oh, does, like the fact that we're having this conversation, if Pride was only a weekend or even a week, nobody would have an issue with it. But every single caller bar you...
Jeremy.
What? Yes.
No.
No what?
No. If Pride was 2 hours long, people would have a fucking problem with it in this country.
John.
Don't even go there, man. Like, I've been out with my friends and they've been with their partners and the shit I have heard. I actually, one of my best mates at the time said something around my mates not knowing that they were gay because they weren't showing affection for each other at the time. And I nearly actually knocked them clean out because of what he said, and it was disgusting. And there is people like this in the country, and you know what? I'm telling you now, you had me on this show of umpteen amount of times calling me all sorts of names, washes on my back. But when you're talking about gay people, how they are persecuted, how they are still persecuted, I feel like, why not a month? Just if you can actually give me a valid reason why not a month, then I'll change my mind. You can't, because it can't be done.
Well, Casey,
he's looking for a valid reason why
because
it shouldn't
too
be.
Long. It's too long. It's a full month. That's why it's just simple.
A whole weekend
of lots of events all around the country and flags everywhere and everything else. It's plenty. We have equality in Ireland, thankfully. Thankfully, we have equality.
I'm not hearing a valid reason. Oh, because
it's too long. Yeah.
What?
It doesn't warrant it.
What's that got to do with it?
It doesn't warrant it. End of story. It just does not warrant it.
Oh, end of story. As Katie says so.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I think most people agree.
We're talking about people, a group of people have been persecuted in this country for X amount of years. And then you turn around and hear people saying, oh, where's their straight month? You know what? We get fucking 11 months for straight months. They get one.
Did you just say
so
you get 11
months?
Where's
the equality there?
Trevor, you let slip there. Thou dost protest a bit too much. Do you get 11 months for... And then he's to change that to we. Do you have something to tell us, Trevor?
Well, I'll tell you what, Kate. You actually get 12 months because you can walk down the road with your partner any time of the day and kiss them and all. Yes, I can. I'm straight. I'm married. And I can do that. But my friend can't because they get fucking racially abused. They get homophobically abused. So, like, not every day of the month. Every day of the year.
Okay, but why? Okay, you asked Katie the question and she couldn't answer. To be fair, why it shouldn't be?
Then you
give us a valid. We'll throw back at you.
Irrelevant.
You give us a valid reason why it should be a month. Give us a valid reason why it should be a month.
Why it should be a month?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Have I not said like the X amount of the persecution that the shit they take, the shit they get on a daily basis, today?
No, that doesn't explain why it should be a month. That just explains that gay pride is needed, and I agree with you completely, and we need more tolerance. So why should it be a month?
To show that it's a valid thing in this day and age, that they should have equal rights,
but why
equal amount of fucking freedoms to go around the country.
They do have equal rights.
Ah, Katie, come off.
You're telling me
a gay couple walking down the street next to you, kissing a partner, has the same rights as you? No.
Yeah,
no, not the public
rights.
Eye anyway. Yes,
rights.
Under law, yeah. They might have the same rights, but in the public eye, no, they fucking don't.
Sure, you can have somebody walking down the road who's ginger or someone who's morbidly obese.
Well, an immigrant.
You could have an immigrant walking. You could be marginalised.
Okay,
for
okay. You won't take. Or I won't even. I'm not touching the immigrant topic today. Okay, I'm not even going to twist it because I'm sure Keith is on Facebook blasting it away. But if you want to talk gingers, you want to talk obese, right? Okay, tubsy wubsy, yo, firehead, whatever you want to call it. That's all. That's what you'll get. Gay people will get physically beaten. Big difference.
But having the Pride Month is not going to change that. People will always be homophobic, Trevor. People will always be homophobic. So no matter if you have Pride 6 months, people are still going to be homophobic. People like that fool Tony that was on. Do you think having Pride Month is going to change the way that dinosaur feels about gay people?
No, because the unfortunate thing is, right, when you're looking at people like him, they're set in their ways because they're already adults. They're raised by scum. What they're trying to do is they're trying to show a level of tolerance that hopefully the kids will catch on to. Because my own kids, they know about gay people. They know there's nothing wrong with it. They know it's perfectly okay. But yeah, one or two of their friends might go, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then my kids will say, no, how they feel for each other is no different to what you feel.
Okay,
so the next generation coming up might get it into their heads, and then we might have a lot more tolerance. And when them fucking little homophobic swines die out, then maybe it'll be a better world, huh?
Okay, I agree with you completely. I'm bringing up my kids to be accepting of everybody, regardless of their gender, regardless of their background, and that's the way. But some parents don't, because some parents are just scumbags.
Do you really think some parents still actually breed that into their kids?
Absolutely.
So? You think so? Do you think that actually goes on?
But even the language. I heard a group of young fellas outside the shops there the other day, and faggot this and faggot that. You know what I mean? That is still good. It is still going on. John, what do you want to say on this?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Katie?
Hey, John.
Again, and fair play to them all, and but a day is sufficient, a weekend is sufficient. Jesus, I don't think anybody in this island of Ireland would have a problem with, a weekend, a month. It's just...
By the way, that's a lie, because there are people. There are people who are, like your man. What's your man's dog kicker's name? What's his name again? Philip Dwyer. Sure, he went mad when he saw a rainbow flag in a creche. He lost his fucking shiz over
it.
Oh, yeah, that's why he ended up in trouble. He saw a rainbow flag in a creche and he lost his fucking mind over
it. Little to be worried about.
Yeah, very little to be worried about. So people have a problem with even the gay, with the rainbow flag, John. They do.
Yeah. But like I say, though, Jeremy, a day or a weekend, our Lord only has one birthday, it's the most important day of the calendar, I think, anyway, and I just don't care. We only get one Christmas. We only get one of everything, you even see Paddy's Day, you see the LBGT community, half taken over St. Patrick's Day these times.
Oh, here we go.
I'm only saying. They have a month, Jeremy. St. Patrick's Day is for St. Patrick's. We're celebrating St. Patrick's.
You're trying to claim that the gay community are taking over Paddy's Day. How are they doing that?
I said they have. Did you not see it last year and this year? No.
What was happening?
It's just, people, they're going around with nothing on them, half of them with nothing on them, slut dropping. I didn't bring the kids to see that, or anybody else didn't bring their kids to see that. That's what my point is. That's what the problem I have. They can do that in their own time. Don't bring it into St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, John Trevor's dying to get big into you there. They've taken over Paddy's weekend as well.
Oh, gosh. Well, Jeremy, I was in town for Paddy's Day, bringing the kids in and all. I didn't see anyone slut dropping. So I don't know what he's talking about. The only people I seen slut dropping were the young ones that were locked out of schools on Thames Green. John, you're a man of many words on this show. I want you to give me a valid, now did you hear that word, valid reason why not a month? Come on.
Because it's too long. What do you want a month for? You give me a valid reason why you need a month. Can you not do it all at once?
I need a month, John. I'm straight. I just don't see a problem with them having a month.
Why though? So what do you want to give it a month for? You're straight. I'm straight.
Okay, John. How about the persecutions they suffer?
I don't have a problem with them having a weekend. I think this is sufficient enough. There's a weekend. Do you not think so?
No, I don't, John. How about like the fact that for 50-odd years in this country, if you came out as any way gay, you'd get a hiding, your family would disown you. You were basically cast aside as a piece of dirt. So how about we just give them a bit of freedom for a while, huh? Why not? Give me a valid reason, John. Come on. I'm hearing fucking tumbleweeds here.
Look, that's it. You know, look, at the end of the day, I think a day is sufficient enough, or a weekend is sufficient enough.
I just want to know, lads, who...
No valid reason, John. Okay, no. There you go. Jeremy, another one.
Yeah, I just want to know who was slut-dropping on the Paddy's Day Parade, because I watched it on telly, John, and I didn't see anybody slut-dropping.
Like, they were just dressed with nothing on them, you know. They have nothing on them, you know. That's what my point was, and that's what my problem was, you know.
John, half the people in town on Paddy's Day have nothing on them anyway. You're
it wasn't a straight
guy. So I don't know
what
you're fucking...
You know,
I don't know
what
part of the town you're...
Well, look, even that aside, okay, but the fact of the matter is, a month is too long. It's as simple as that, Trevor. I mean, look...
Why, John? Why?
They're going to get the month anyway. They're
so
why
are you saying
boy?
Month. Did you say boy to her or why?
Why? Why? Why?
No,
why?
It says why.
Yeah, but you can't...
Why?
In fairness, John, explain why.
Why what?
Why it has, or why it's too long?
Because it is too long.
That's not an answer.
Okay. Look, it's in your face as it is. You know, it's there. It's everywhere. The jeeps, the garbage.
Come on, John. Say the word. Come on, I'm just waiting for those magical
it's
words.
It's too long. There's no need for a month of it.
Come on, John.
We're
going to be around
all the
place.
It doesn't need to be pushed down our throats.
No.
You know what I mean, guys?
Ah, there we go.
Hang on, lads. John, what's your issue with the Garda cars having pride flags on them? What's the issue with that?
It's just, I think it's just fucking ridiculous, to be honest with you. How much is a taxpayer paying for that?
Oh.
You know,
John, your homophobia is showing.
What are you saying, Katie?
The guards shouldn't be political. They're impartial.
It's not political.
I know. I understand that. But
the reason for that is because I've asked Garda
friends. There's Autism Awareness Month. They don't do it for autism awareness.
No, the reason, and I'll explain this. Let me take a break. We've loads more messages to play in a second. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. John and Trevor, take a breather, and I'll explain to you about the Garda car and why it has the pride flag on it. People losing their minds when that happened a few years ago. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, we've lots of messages here to get through, so let's have a listen to Amanda first. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda here. So, being gay was illegal here to not that long ago. What was it, like 10, 15 years ago or something? Maybe it's 20 years ago it became not illegal. Now imagine growing up in Ireland your whole life, and you're in your 50s or 60s now, and your whole life you were told you were sick, you were wrong, you were dirty, it was illegal. If you were caught being in love with the person you love, you could go to prison. So yeah, if they want to celebrate, let them celebrate. There's a parade for one day, and then it's private events in private venues. Like, I don't understand why people are so hateful. Like, leave them alone.
Thanks very much for that message, Amanda. By the way, it was 1993. It's hard to believe that it was only in the 90s that they finally decriminalised homosexuality. We've another message from Hannah, which I'll play in a second, which John will be interested in. But I want to explain to some of you, because I saw this only the other day again. Someone put up a photograph of one of the Garda vans that had the pride colours on it, and the people were going mad on it. I will tell you that, and I got this from Garda friends of mine, the reason why, in case you're saying this, man, the Garda shouldn't be politicised. Gay rights is not a political agenda, by the way. It's a human rights issue. That's what gay rights is. Not political.
Yeah, but they don't do it for anything else. They don't do listen. It for autism. So, autism awareness month.
4 years. 4 years.
Menopause awareness month.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 4 years there is a menopause awareness
suicide
month.
Why aren't they doing it for mental health awareness, the suicide awareness month? Equally as, if not more, more important in terms of raising awareness.
Okay, let me.
Why aren't they doing it for that?
Okay, let me explain to you all who are triggered by the Garda van with the gay pride on it. And this isn't official, this is just from mates of mine who are Gardaí. So, back in the day when homosexuality was illegal in Ireland, gay people were treated like crap, even by the Gardaí. And it would happen that if a gay man was being beaten up by a group of homophobes, it wouldn't be taken seriously by the Gardaí. If a gay man was beaten up by his male partner, that wouldn't be taken seriously. So gay people forget, before 1993, it was illegal to be gay in this country.
I know.
So the Gardaí now want to let people know that we are gay friendly, okay? So if you come to us with a problem, we will accept that and we will be tolerant of that. That's all it is. In the same way Dublin Bus have a gay bus. My young fella loves that bus when he sees it, the rainbow bus.
No,
so
why don't they do it for why don't they do it for suicide awareness?
Sorry.
There's a month, suicide awareness month. Or infant loss month. Is that October?
Because there's so many different things.
But why jump on this one? Why not infant loss? That's a massive issue in this country.
By the way, we only had Darkness Into Light. Everybody did Darkness Into Light a couple of weeks ago.
That's one event. That's one event. But if you're going to jump on something that's a worthy cause, which I agree, you know, Pride Month is a worthy, or Pride Week, Pride Week is a worthy cause. What I don't understand is why they're not putting anything on for infant loss. There's the blue and pink thing for infant loss. I think it's Failicon.
I know what the point you're making, but you can't do it for everything.
But you can. If you're going to stand on
Okay, let me go back to Trevor on that one. Katie thinks if it's going to be for the gays, it should be for everybody.
I don't know what to say about that, lads, to be honest.
But what about everybody knows somebody who's taken their own lives. Or somebody who knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody who's affected by suicide. Why is Suicide Awareness Month not being marked in the same way? Why are they not putting stuff on their cars? Maybe, I don't know. Samaritan's number.
Well, Kate, I'll tell you what. Get all the people, and one myself who has experienced suicide, get all them to vote for this together, to get a month together. Why not then? But when you're talking about the gay month, Pride Month, it is done because of the fact that, as it was just explained to you, it was actually a criminal offence in this country to be with the same sex.
It was a criminal offence to take your
life
too.
Hang on, Kate. It still is a hated...
There's still a stigma around it. There's still a stigma. Around mental health, sadly.
Okay, stay there for a second, all of you. Here is Hannah, who I believe is a member of the LGBT community. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
Hey, guys, love the show as always. As a gay woman myself, I think Pride Month is too long. I think it should just be a weekend. In my opinion, it doesn't stand for what it used to stand for all of those years ago. I think it's just all a money-making racket, in my opinion. In terms of people commenting saying, why isn't there a straight month? Yes, I understand where people are coming from, but I'm also like, you guys can walk down the road and hold your husband's or your wife's hands and not be shouted at and not be called a faggot and not be spat at and have coffee thrown at you, you know, and have people start physical altercations with you. I can't do that. Do I celebrate Pride in my own way with my wife? Yes, absolutely. Like tonight, we'll go out for dinner ourselves, but we won't be holding hands, blah, blah, blah. We celebrate it in our own little way. But like having all this shit, people commenting, calling us X, Y, and Z. Like I wrote a comment on your Facebook page earlier and I got a bit of hate for it. Then I got some private messages in my own private Facebook messenger from people calling me a faggot. So, like that isn't nice. It's not warranted. It's not needed. But, you know, I suppose you can't talk sense to stupid.
No, you can't.
Who has the time or the want or the energy or even the mental capacity to be messaging someone who's gay, people calling them like, why?
People full of hate. Kathleen, how are you? What do you want to say on this?
How are you? I just think a month is too long as well.
Now, Trevor is saying that the reason it's a month long is because gay people have been through so much and if it has to be a month, so be it. And I'm sure he'd also ask you, what's wrong with a month? So what's wrong with it being a month?
I have a good few family members that are gay. But as I said, it's not like it used to be, Jeremy. Years ago, you could go in, you could enjoy a day in town when the gay pride parade was on. But now it's a circus. Absolutely. I see them passing by my house where I live, and they do be half naked.
Yeah, I agree. It has become not in all aspects. There are obviously the genuine
But Kathleen and Katie, I'd also say to you that if you go into town on any given night, you'll see young ones going around half naked.
But yeah, it's making an event that's supposed to be about pride and celebration. It's making it tacky and crass.
No, I'm saying, do we have a problem with the way people are dressing now? Because women are half naked.
I'm sorry, men going out in little leather hot pants with doggy chains around their neck. Not appropriate.
That's not all gay men.
Not all gay men, but that is an element of it. That's not appropriate.
So what did you see? What did you see, Kathleen?
I see people going past my house going into the gay pride parade and whatever. And some of them are absolutely shocking. I mean, there's just the kids in there.
So what did you see? What did you see that was? And this is a topic for another podcast, maybe next week, whether or not you should bring kids to gay pride.
You shouldn't. Kids shouldn't be at them. They're too seedy. There's elements of it. If the seedy element didn't exist, then 100% bring your kids. Kids should be taught to embrace. I hope by the time my kids know what a relationship is or are that kind of the age where they fancy people, whatever, that they won't even know. They won't even really look at gay or straight. Do you know what I mean? It won't even be an issue for them.
No.
But I think kids should not even be taught. It just shouldn't even be an issue. But, brought into the parade.
So you
but
think
the problem is that there are these people going around and they look like fiends. They look like absolute dirty fiends in the
pride parade. I can't agree with you now, the dark chains and all. I do see them passing by where I live.
Rotten.
I live on a main road into town, and you do see them, and I'd be shocked.
Because they're not embarrassed for themselves.
I have a family member. I have two family members that's gay, and I'm not against gay people, not at all. But I mean, when it used to be a gay pride parade, but now it's a circus.
Thanks very much, Kathleen. I'm sure we'll talk to you the next time we discuss this and whether or not, because a lot of people do bring their children into the gay pride march, especially gay couples who have kids together. Here's one last voice note. Let's have a listen to this. Who's this from, Katie?
You sent that to me. Look.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, that's my fault. I apologise. Yeah, that is a discussion for another day, and I know a lot of people wanted to talk about that aspect of it, but that is definitely a conversation for another time. And I asked her, Amanda, this just shows you how I believe that the outrage that people have on social media is not real outrage, okay? So I was telling you about the post, I think it was Dublin Town or one of those, put it up on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and it was a post of the Garda van that had the Pride sticker on it. People were losing their minds. Not one person... Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not one person, because Amanda rang a few people that had been messaging us, horrible messages, saying we're part of the LGBT agenda. What is the LGBT agenda? What is that agenda? I'd love to know what that
agenda
is.
I think they think we're trying to make people gay.
Yep, that's it. We're trying to make people gay. We get paid, by the way.
To make people gay.
We get paid £1,000 for every person we turn gay. But none of those homophobic scumbags would come on to explain why they're so angry over the Garda car having the Pride flag on it. Like, get a life. Okay? Get a life, homophobics. Okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, God, is it going to take long? Because
if you're at a football match tonight with Luke and two men start snogging the face off each
Luke,
other in front of you, and right in front of you, two men snogging the face off each other.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be?
Absolutely nothing. It's the exact same as a man and a woman. No, I don't like people kissing in public generally, but absolutely nothing.
So you wouldn't be anyway like...
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
I
don't believe you.
Well, it's actually true. So.
I don't believe
don't
you.
Don't ask me a question. Then, when you get the answer,
no, I know.
Say,
but I just don't believe you. I think you'd have a different reaction than if it was a man and a woman.
No,
I think you would.
Well, I don't like anybody kissing in public. I've just said, okay, that's all I'm saying.
But you are genuinely one of the least homophobic people I've ever met in my life.
Much.
But I still think you would have a problem if it was in your face.
Kissing my face.
Yeah.
David says what I was saying earlier on as well. David says, being a month long is having the reverse effect. How can no one see that? For fuck's sake, cop on. And that's the point I was making earlier on, that because it's a month long, people are going, oh, like, look at people losing their minds over it now. We wouldn't even be having this discussion if it was only a week long. Anyway,
I'm sure it's something we will return to in a future episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe on Spotify, click that green bell, and you'll get a notification every time a new episode of Opinions Matter is uploaded. Say goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye, Katie.
Bye-bye.